Talk Live. It's your show. We're launching an hour number two of the program. You can bring up anything by dialing toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, completely free. It's freetalklive.com. Enjoy it on us. All right, so we're continuing here briefly with Sam. We held him over because we had Mike calling in Connecticut. And, Mike, you were telling us, Mike, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, you were telling us about your girlfriend and a situation that she had with a courtroom. As we found out that if you don't obey their every single order, then they might just lock you in a jail cell for the rest of your life. And that's what has happened to our friend Sam. He's still on the line with us here. But basically what you had said that was your girlfriend was essentially being held as criminally insane, or they attempted to hold her as criminally insane because she didn't believe in the system. Could you just recap your situation for our listeners just tuning in?
She was charged with a crime that she didn't commit. She got a public defender. She decided that she wanted to go to trial because she was innocent. They were more than willing to accept the guilty plea. When the minute she decided to go to trial, her own attorney ordered a competency evaluation stating that she was incompetent and could not understand the proceedings against her and assist in her own defense.
Did she have a public defender?
Wait, there was a question. Go ahead, Sam.
Did she have a public defender?
Yeah. So the placement order was to make her competent. So they put her in there for 60 days, and all of a sudden she was competent again after 60 days. She passed the test and got out. So instead of trying her, they waited 6 more months and tried to get her to take a plea bargain again, and she decided not to, and then they ordered another evaluation. So then she was found incompetent again. And within 3 weeks of being in the institution, she passed the test. A competency test, and they left her in there for another 4 weeks because that's when the next work day was. So, and she got out. But I would suggest if it comes to that for you, Sam, I would get some sworn statements from your friends testifying to the fact that you are sane and you are competent.
Well, the judge is going to toss you in there. It really wouldn't matter. I'll tell you, in this town, that judge could care less if 50 people.
Well, the reason why I say that is because the civil commitment proceedings are based on preponderance of the evidence. So the state is going to have their evaluator evaluate Sam if that's the case. And he's going to go up there and testify, and that weighs in as evidence.
Yeah, but
so if you do your own evaluation or you have friends testifying to your sanity, that weighs into evidence too.
Maybe they'll just waive all of our testimony, Sam, because we all also are insane and that we don't believe in the insane state fantasy.
Yeah, we're a cult, according to the government. At least that's what they've told the other prisoners here when the protesters were out for me at the jail.
Really?
Yeah. They had them move inside, and the other prisoners were asking, "Well, who are these people? What are they?" Oh, they're a cult. So, but that is a good, thanks for that information. That's something the Free Staters could do. If it comes to that point, we could have them all file into the case file these statements.
Is there a case file?
There is, yeah.
Was there a determination of probable cause?
No, they have not done anything like that.
Okay, well, they wouldn't be able to lock you up in a psych unit without a determination of probable cause.
Well, they've actually, Article 15 of the New Hampshire Constitution says nobody is to be held unless the charges are substantially and formally described to him. Uh-huh. They didn't present me or my attorney with charges for weeks.
Wow.
And I was sitting here in jail. So,
right.
They are so far gone with regards to anything that even remotely related.
Oh, see, the rules aren't for them. The rules are for us, I guess.
Yeah, really, that's true.
All right, great call tonight, Mike. Thanks for the info. I appreciate hearing from you.
All right,
thanks,
Mark.
Sam, anything else you want to share with our audience tonight while we have you?
Just keep letting people know what's going on here. This is going to just get more outrageous, and I'm really, at the same time, I'm frustrated that I'm in here a little bit from time to time, but I'm also looking forward to seeing some of these challenges being made and seeing some of the real changes start to happen in New Hampshire and open up the way for other activists to get engaged and do civil disobedience and stand up to the system and say no without it coming down on them like this, because I hope to really set a standard and say that, look, we're not going to just take this lying down. There will be consequences when you do this stuff, and I'm willing to see this through.
Quick update for you, you might find interesting. Andrew Carroll was arrested back in January up here in Keene for holding a piece of marijuana in his hand in public. You were there for that arrest, and that they have charged him, of course, with marijuana possession. He went to trial a couple of weeks ago, was found guilty, and basically was allowed to remain out pending an appeal, which he has now decided he does not wish to go ahead with. So the update in the Andrew Carroll case is that he is going to be turning himself into the county jail coming up in June. Your thoughts on that, Sam?
Great. I'll have another liberty activist to hang out with.
I hope you're out by then, Sam. I really do. I think you're doing a good thing out there, and I know you're standing up for people's rights to keep their mouths shut when they get arrested, and I support that. I just hope that they've given up on this silly, silly chase by then.
Me too, but at the same time, the word is spreading. The newspaper article, some of the rippers, the violent offenders, were out in another yard playing basketball, and one of them yelled over, "Hey, are you that Free Stater guy?" And I shook my head, yes, because we're not supposed to talk. And they go, "How do I find out more information? I want to know, about you guys and learn more." So I gave them freekeen.com. And
Wait, you're not supposed to talk to the rippers?
Well, you're not supposed to communicate with other inmates because you could be passing, plans for escape.
What? Wait a minute. How can you not talk to the other inmates? They let you all hang out together in population.
Only in your little segregated group. So they have five different groups, the violent offenders, the nonviolent. There's another room. I don't know what those people are. And then the NPR and then the girls.
We were in court, actually, this morning because some of the disorderly six have been having arraignments for them this week. And these are the six folks that were arrested virtually immediately after you were arrested for having the camera. They were arrested for standing there listening to your screams and trying to monitor as best they could to make sure you were okay. Quick update on what's been happening to them. Some of them have had the charges dropped from a misdemeanor that's in a Class A to a Class B misdemeanor. And all of the trials so far, four of the six have been scheduled for the same day, sometime in July. So that should be good. We should be able to get a lot of people out for that. Plus, they tried to cut a deal with one of the activists, Tim. They told him that they would reduce it to a violation if he would just plead guilty, which, of course, means they probably don't really have any evidence that he's guilty of disorderly conduct. In fact, as you said, a police officer can't even bring those charges legitimately.
Yeah, and so I hope these guys get together and look at the motions that Ivy has put together, put those in front of the court, and also challenge Rivera. I'm sure he's prosecuting the cases. Let's get the county attorney in there on every single activist case.
He's already taken, the other attorney has already taken the reins of the cases.
Good. But, let's make this expensive for them. If they're going to go harassing members of the press and people who are exercising their right to stand up to this government and peacefully protest and seek changes, it should cost them a lot of money to do that.
But just as an interesting aside, as we were there this morning, a young lady in court overheard us talking about, we talk about freedom stuff. She overheard us talking. She said, you guys know Sam? And she said, yeah, I was in jail with Sam. Sam's awesome.
Yeah, I've got a few female fans here, apparently. Some of them are writing me.
So apparently this young lady was there because her boyfriend is now facing jail because he got busted with a bowl pack of marijuana. So
yeah,
just
unfortunate.
Awful. Just the tyranny just continues to roll on and just destroy people's lives. And thank goodness you're here, Sam, to stand up for those who don't have the ability or who feel like they can't because of prior obligations or family and things like that. You're in a unique position to do what you're doing, and I'm eternally grateful to you for it. Thank you so much for what you've done.
Thank you. There's a better way, and we're creating it right here.
Very good, Sam. Keep up the good work out there. I want to put you back on hold just for a moment here.
Keep your chin up, Sam.
Touch base off the air. 1-800-259-9231. Are you here in New Hampshire yet? This is where it's happening. This is where the activism movement for liberty is centered. And hopefully you're making plans. Come on up here for the Porcupine Freedom Festival. That's next month. Porcfest.com is the website there. PORCFEST. Great opportunity to come up here. And hopefully Sam will be out of jail by then. Otherwise, maybe we'll schedule like a bus tour to the jail or something. We're coming up. Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Does size really matter? take it from a woman, it does. But you need to know once and for all what kind of size, what women really want, and what really hits the spot. All the women listening right now are either smiling or nodding their head in agreement. Now introducing Prolixis, the male-widening secret the pharmaceutical industry doesn't want you to know about. This groundbreaking male enhancement formula increases your thickness to astonishing width safely and permanently. And right now, we're giving away a helpful free tool with every order because we want to prove Prolixis works. Call right now to find out how you can discover the power of Prolixis, the male-enhancing, male-thickening product that really works. Call right now to get your free supply of Prolixis before it runs out.
Call right now to find out how to get your free supply of Prolixis before it runs out. 800-477-2413. That's 800-477-2413. 800-477-2413.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground-up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious-tasting, chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard-to-digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
Today, we cannot afford to ignore the current state of our country. The economy, job layoffs, mass foreclosures, and now we are all at risk of being exposed to this new flu pandemic. The Center for Disease Control has declared a public health emergency across the United States. What can you do to prepare yourself? The answer is ZeroFlu.com. ZeroFlu.com offers you the very best in air purifiers. These revolutionary air purifiers protect up to 3,000 square feet of your home and stop 99.9% of airborne allergens, influenza, bacteria, viruses, pollen, dust, pet dander, black mold, MRSA, and more. Not only from the air, but from all surfaces. With no filters to replace ever, you save money. Prepare yourself today. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 888-766-6066. 888-766-6066 today. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up whatever's on your mind toll free. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they're completely free. So enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. www.freetalklive.com. We've been talking with our friend Sam throughout the night here tonight. I'm just going to give you some information as to how to get in touch with him, how to get the latest on his situation. We didn't really touch those bases during our conversation with him. I also want to tell you about our website, freetalklive.com, where we've got a wiki with over 1,800 pages that are created by listeners like you. It's like the listener editable version of our website. Go to wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com. That's wiki.freetalklive.com.
Audible.com offers over 60,000 downloadable audiobooks, magazines, radio shows for your iPod or MP3 player. You try them out by downloading a free audiobook at audiblepodcast.com/FTL. That's audiblepodcast.com/FTL. And some of the ones that are available over there are Henry Hazlitt's Economics in One Lesson, Murray Rothbard's America's Great Depression, Thomas E. Wood's Meltdown, A Look at Why the Economy Tanked, and Government Bailouts That Will Make Things Worse.
1-800-259-9231. That's our number. You can bring up anything. So we've been talking with Sam, who is now entering his sixth week of being behind bars because he dared to record video in a public court lobby, and then dared to remain silent, to utilize his so-called right to remain silent and not give his legal name to his captors, who already know his legal name at this point. It took him a couple weeks to figure out what it was, but they know it, and they're still holding him indefinitely without trial because he won't actually bow down to their supposed authority and give them, on his by his own consent, his legal name. So that's where he stands at the moment. The court's continually dismissing things, denying things, just basically running cover for their buddies at the district court and the jail that have imprisoned our friend. And it's outrageous and sad what's happening here. And if anything, the benefit from this is going to be that more people are going to move here to New Hampshire and get active in whatever way that suits them best, whether it's running for office, trying to change the political system from the inside out, or doing more civil disobedience in the same vein as Sam and Andrew Carroll and others. Whatever they're going to do, they're coming here, and I hope that you'll be one of them considering that. In the meantime, you can write Sam at mail-2-jail.com. It's an easy internet way for you to just type out your thoughts or share, some blog posts or whatever it is you want to share with Sam. You can, cut and paste, put it into mail-2-jail.com, and Mike Barsky from the behind the scenes there at the website will use his own money to send that stuff to Sam, and that way you don't have to spend the time addressing envelopes, licking stamps, or anything like that. He takes all of the work out of writing to somebody who's in jail, and you can write Sam through mail-2-jail.com.
I think that it's interesting in the article that they had in the Keene Sentinel over the weekend. They pointed out that Sam's having a big effect on the convicts there at the jail, that some of them are,
yes,
wanting to convert to the Free State Project as though it's some kind of religion or something. Not exactly sure what exactly they're going to do with local convicts, ex-cons, to sign up for the Free State Project, but whatever.
He's persuasive. He's influential.
They kind of get the idea, and you'd think that these people would figure it out at some point.
Who are these people?
The government people. Look, they're putting Sam in there, and he's converting. Not only are we coming for your kids, we're coming for your convicts and your crazies, too. Mm-hmm. It's the Free State Project.
Yeah, and now they're going to put Andrew Carroll, another Free Stater, in that same jail for about a 9-day stay. And it's very unlikely that they'll be putting Andrew in the same area as Sam. So you'll have one guy influencing one area, another guy will be influencing another area. Obviously, that's not the ideal situation, but wasn't it Thoreau who was asked why it is that, Henry, why are you in jail? And he basically responded and said, well, so-and-so, why are you outside of jail?
Ralph Waldo
Emerson. Yeah, Emerson, why are you outside of jail? I mean, is it the right place for a just man in an unjust society is likely a jail cell. So we continue here. Oh, you know what? I want to share a blog post from you. Since we're on the topic of Sam and nobody else is dialed in to change it, we haven't actually shared one of Sam's blog posts in a while, and they're so good. I highly recommend.
He has a lot of time to spend on them.
Right. Well, most people don't know what it's like to be in jail, although certainly increasing numbers of Americans are being put behind bars. In fact, a significant and staggering amount of our population has and is spending time behind bars. But nonetheless, still, I think a vast majority have not yet had the opportunity to stay any more than a night in a jail cell. And so it's interesting to see, to look into the world of the jail system. And obviously they differ from state to state and jurisdiction, political designation to political designation. But in general, a lot of the themes are very similar. So I'm going to share this one with you. It's from Tuesday, May 12th. So from last week, again, he's sending these, writing these down, sending them out to Mike Barsky, who runs mail-2-jail.com.
Who's then typing them out and putting them on the
And he's doing the wonderful service of transcribing these for all of us to read at freekeen.com. So thank you to Mike Barsky for that. Sam says, I was reclassified earlier this week and sent down to the gymnasium, aptly named the multi-purpose room, because housing prisoners in a gym is apparently considered inhumane. So they renamed it from a gym to the multi-purpose room. So now they can keep people there. There are 27 metal cots, 4 to 6 of which are typically empty. There's one bathroom, no shower, a multifunction workout station, and a door that leads to a fenced-in yard. The door is open sometime in the morning and closed sometime after dark. The prisoners here don't seem to care much about the room. They don't bother cleaning the tables after eating. Trash is often left lying around in the bathroom. 20-plus guys use is pretty disgusting. The last group had a sense of community. Here, the prisoners are primarily in their 20s. Many are self-centered, immature, most hold a very negative outlook, and at least 2 can't read. The guards are much more talkative and friendly down here, though they're the same guards as were upstairs. The vast majority of their crimes, stem from a drug problem exacerbated by the drug war and punitive government system. This program is the jail's idea of rehabilitating prisoners a few months before they are released. After spending a few days here, I'm appalled at what I've seen. It's a strange cross between a chain gang, a slave plantation, and a pre-industrial revolution company-owned mining town. Some prisoners request to be moved here so they can work, while others are drafted into working without their consultation. The jobs, prison laundry, night cleaning crew, kitchen duty, the farm, the nursing home, or with a laundry list of approvals, work release. Let's take the latter first. These are prisoners, so the jobs open to them are limited. One guy makes $9 an hour, or about $350 per week. Out of that, he has to pay $20 per day of work to the jail. You can work up to 6 days per week.
Now, why do they pay $20 a day? What is the reason that they take $20 away from him per day to work?
I don't know. It's a fee to be able to work.
Housing fee?
Whatever.
Yeah. When I was at work release, they charged you half of your wages in basically a housing fee.
There you go. You can work up to 6 days per week, and if they charge you half, then $20 seems like a pretty good deal. You can work up to 6 days a week. In that case, that's that's $100 per week. The jail is outside of town, so he spends 40.
I don't know. $100 per week, that's $400 per month. I don't know that that necessarily is a great deal. Go ahead.
Yeah, maybe right. Anyway, the jail is out of town, so he spends $40 to $50 per week on gas. He has to have a cell phone in case he's late, the car breaks down, or they want to check up on him, so there goes another $15 per week. Visiting residences is prohibited, so laundry must be done at the laundromat. No one may visit at work or bring lunch. Eating at restaurants is prohibited, so food must be bought at the grocery store in the morning and left in the car, where he also must eat, if not at work. Everything he needs at the jail must be bought at the company store's commissary. Inflated prices, which, by the way, just went up. 2 weeks ago, a box of saltines, 4 sleeves, cost $1.75. Now 1 sleeve costs $1.30.
Gosh.
We're on the way here in moments. 800-259-9231. Stories from jail and your calls as well. Your Talk Live.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Americans, do you know where your food comes from? Is it safe, secure, and healthy? Did you know most of our food is now contaminated with genetically modified ingredients? We at Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company have been helping people get pure garden seed for 12 years and carry over 1,200 varieties of GMO-free heirloom seed. Go to www.rareseeds.com for more information. That's rareseeds.com. Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company was started in 1998 by a 17-year-old as a hobby. It was developed out of a passion for preserving our vegetable heritage. The company now offers the largest selection of pure heirloom seeds, strive every year to bring back varieties like our forefathers grew. In times like these, we can't trust the government to keep our seeds safe. Every year at Baker Creek, we work to preserve the best of the oldest for future gardeners. We also offer affordable seed collections for long-term storage. Go to www.rareseeds.com and get your seeds from America's pure seed source. That's rareseeds.com.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to organic health and beauty products. Visit 2BNatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skincare, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live. You dial in, bring up whatever's on your mind if you want. It's up to you. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All of the features are totally free, so enjoy those, including the shrine of female listeners. Dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com and see what it's all about. Shrine.freetalklive.com.
Are you facing a debt crisis? DebtCrisisSolutions.com guarantees that they can protect your bank accounts, assets, and the equity in your home. They are debt crisis consultants. Some people don't even have to make, depending on your situation, don't have to make any more credit card payments. 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. DebtCrisisSolutions.com. They're your debt consultants.
All right, 800-259-9231. We're sharing a blog post from our friend Sam, who is now entering his sixth full week of being in jail. He's spent 5 in jail behind bars for exercising his right to remain silent and freedom, exercising his supposed right to freedom of the press, which clearly none of us actually have, because if you attempt to exercise them and the government decides they don't want you doing so, they will put you in a jail cell forever, which is where Sam is right now. And he's telling us about work release. He's explaining to us what it's like being on the inside and what are some of the things that go on, and kind of giving us a window into the world that much of us are, thankfully, not very familiar with. Mark, though, you may be familiar with some of this kind of stuff, considering you spent 9 years in a prison cell in
Florida. My sentence was a heck of a lot more legitimate than Sam's.
Yes, indeed. So he continues and says that everything you want at the jail or everything you need at the jail must be bought at the company's store at the store's commissary inflated prices, which just went up. His car obviously has expenses. He's talking about somebody who's out on work release associated with it. And somehow he's supposed to save money before he gets out of jail. As if that's not enough, they do site visits to check on people. The problem is they show up in a sheriff's car wearing a correctional outfit.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be helpful for employment.
Yeah, I'm sure it does wonders for his career and professional advancement. In my opinion, that's the best program they are offering. Of course, my work requires odd hours, occasional travel, and I edit at home. He's a professional videographer, puts together documentaries and things like that.
Not acceptable.
This program is designed to put people in low-skilled, low-wage jobs.
Yep, wash some dishes.
Turn out good little obedient subjects who pay the government's taxes and do as they're told. More to come on that, he says. He says Kelly Polio, I don't know how you pronounce this, Polio, it's one of the guards, basically, in the prison, corrected me on a previous post, maintaining that her cannabis use is part of her past. Last time we spoke on the subject, I asked her how she felt about jailing, that is, caging, peaceful drug users. Her response was, I didn't put them here. So this time I asked if she would feel the same way if it were one of her, or if it were her, or one of her three children. She told me, they're not. The fact that it's a personal choice she's made for herself didn't seem to register, and nor did the idea of self-ownership or victimless crimes. I mean, can you even imagine what kind of mental gymnastics one must have to go through to protect oneself from, you know, coming to the conclusion that what you're doing is incredibly wrong, especially if you've actually smoked marijuana in the past, that your job today is to keep people who are just like you behind bars, and you can feel all high and mighty about it, or just brush them off because, well, it's not your kids. They haven't been busted just by coincidence, most likely. Your kids haven't been busted, so it's not a problem to put all these other people in jail. And, you know, you yourself got lucky and didn't go to jail while you were doing marijuana.
In her defense, she didn't put anyone in jail. And
she just keeps them there.
Well, and what is she supposed to do about that? Quit?
I don't know, Mark. I don't know what they are supposed to do, but they could stop doing the wrong thing. They could do something if they had the courage to do it.
Release all the convicts? Like, look at their charges and decide?
Peaceful. Yeah, the peaceful
guys. You're out of your mind. I mean, that is totally...
What's wrong with that?
Totally outside of the scope of reality.
What would be
wrong with
that?
How long do you think that guard would go to prison for releasing...
I didn't tell you there wouldn't be consequences for it, Mark. I said you asked what they could do, and I gave you an example of what they could do.
Said you were out of your
mind. They could write letters to the editor, too, if they want, Mark. They're not doing that either, okay?
That would be good.
Okay, they're not doing anything. They're
that
useless
would be good.
Joining
law enforcement against prohibition, that kind of thing. But to hold these high standards out there that they, you know, not first steps, high standards, you're not going to achieve anything.
Should the man who was pressing the button, on the gas ovens back in the 1940s have stopped pressing the button, or should he have just kept pressing it because, well, he might have been thrown in a prison cell or...
Oh, he'd be lucky to have made it to a prison cell.
Yeah.
He likely would have been shot in the head and his family would have starved.
Right. So just keep pressing that button.
That's
you're just doing your job.
How institutions work. Somebody else would have pressed the button.
I understand that, Mark. But if enough people were to stop doing it and stand up and say no more of this, then maybe someone else would get it through their head that this is wrong.
Maybe they would.
Look, Mark, I'm not making I'm not saying that I don't understand where they're coming from. I understand they've got families to feed, they've got a job, they don't want to have, you know, a loss of their job, they don't want to lose their precious pension into the future. I understand all the reasons for continuing tyranny. You asked me what they could do, I made a suggestion. I know none of them are going to do it, but it's my suggestion.
Let's give them first steps.
How about you stop hurting people? That's a good first step. Right now, stop it. I mean, I know it's not going to happen. I'm a realist here, Mark. I'm with you.
Stop paying your gas taxes, okay?
Stop paying your gas taxes?
Your gasoline tax. The taxes and the gasoline. Stop doing that.
That's a tough
stop
one.
Stop using the roads that... Stop legitimizing the government by using their roads.
Yeah, that's not very likely.
I'm just saying. You can't do that. These people really, you know, are going to have a difficult time.
They could stop doing what they're doing.
They could. You could stop paying gasoline taxes, too. If you really, really, really wanted to stop funding the government and hurting people, you could stop paying gasoline taxes.
It'd be a little easier to stop paying property taxes, actually.
It would be easier.
Taxes. Yeah, because then you have to get the gas.
But it would require something from you.
You'd have to
give a little something.
what
would probably be better than going to prison for several years for releasing convicts without authorization.
Right. I see where you're coming from, Mark, and I understand that you're defending their tyranny and their system, and that's fine. That's what you do.
No,
their system.
I'm pointing out yours.
You're pointing out what?
Your tyranny.
My tyranny?
Your funding of the system.
Okay.
Your legitimizing of the system.
Gotcha. 1-800-259-9231. Yeah, it's not legitimizing it if, you've got a gun to your head. And I do.
A gun to your health. You don't have to buy any gasoline, man.
I don't. Julia does.
There you go.
Okay.
Around in a car that is filled with gas that has been given the money of taxes on which have gone to fund enslavement of people and incarceration of those mm-hmm. who haven't hurt anyone, and you do all this, and don't forget the people being killed in the Middle East.
Yeah, I see where you're coming from, Mark, and I didn't say that that was all what they could do.
I'm
suggesting the only thing they could do
first steps.
Right.
Talk to people.
Join law enforcement against prohibition, write some letters to the editor, but they aren't doing anything.
You're right. They're not.
Right. Because they're scared of just taking the first steps. They're scared of what their masters in the state might do to them, even if they step out of line and stop towing the state line. So at least I'm taking some steps. I don't pay federal taxes. I pay federal gas taxes, but, can't avoid that because
I appreciate the stand that you're taking.
The gas companies are stealing
that
money.
I appreciate the stand that anyone takes. I just recommend that they take some kind of stand, but first they have to understand the issues before they can make a stand for them.
Sure. Look, I'm not the one who's actually keeping peaceful people in prison cells. Like, you can vilify me for paying gas taxes if you want to, Mark, but I think that's a step down from actually doing the job of keeping peaceful people like our friend Sam.
It requires every one of the gears in the machine for the machine to work.
I understand that.
So go ahead and continue reading.
So, he says, anyway, to my captors, welcome to freekeen.com. I guess he's suggesting that because one of the guards corrected his previous blog post that they are reading the blog at freekeen.com. So that's a step in the right direction. And thanks for reading. Check out the New Here link and the free audiobook. The Market for Liberty does a great job of explaining our ideas and philosophy. And it does indeed. And all that is available for you. Free to you. Free for the taking at freekeen.com. That again, freekeen.com. So you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Now, since we're on the topic of cops, there is the story that happens every year, and I don't think we talked about it last year, but we have talked about it in the past, and it's Cop Day, or actually Police Week, in Washington, D.C. It's actually just apparently wrapping up at this point, and so the Washington Times has an editorial about it, about how, basically what goes on is the police get wasted and break all kinds of laws with impunity in Washington, D.C. It's great. It's their system, not ours. Free Talk Live.
Hey guys, does size really matter? Take it from a woman, it does. But you need to know once and for all what kind of size, what women really want, and what really hits the spot. All the women listening right now are either smiling or nodding their head in agreement. Now introducing Prolixis, the male widening secret the pharmaceutical industry doesn't want you to know about. This groundbreaking male enhancement formula increases your thickness to astonishing width safely and permanently. And right now, we're giving away a helpful free tool with every order because we want to prove Prolixis works. Call right now to find out how you can discover the power of Prolixis, the male-enhancing, male-thickening product that really works. Call right now to get your free supply of Prolixis before it runs out.
Call right now to find out how to get your free supply of Prolixis before it runs out. 800-477-2413. That's 800-477-2413. 800-477-2413.
IonicZone.com sells virus, bacteria, and mold-killing products that will protect you and your loved ones from airborne pathogens, biological threats, chemtrails, you name it. For instance, IonicZone sells their patented ozone generators from $279, digital water ozonators from $135, and UVC dual lamp and duct air sanitizers from $279. IonicZone also sells highly effective alternative health products. For instance, Jim Humble's revolutionary internal virus-killing invention, MMS, Miracle Mineral Solution, Canada's Nurse Reen Cases, Asciox-T, naturopath-recommended Super Zeolite for heavy metal detox, even an ozone handheld bidet. If you're interested in natural healing, you'll love what IonicZone has to offer. IonicZone also offers free home business opportunities that will make you well over $1,000 a month. Call Mike, toll free at 1-800-549-9535 to inquire, or go to IonicZone.com.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can dial in toll-free and bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. All the features, we give them away. Those other talk show hosts want to charge you for their websites, and ours is free. So enjoy it on us at freetalklive.com. Now, if you enjoy this show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through that link, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live. For instance, Julia has been looking at picking up a new video game for her PlayStation 3, and we don't have the second controller because they never give you a second controller when you buy a video game system these days.
Yeah.
So so I was looking at the prices. We went to Target earlier today, and it was, I think, $54.99 for an extra controller, and on Amazon it was $42, $42.99, I think, something like that. So
get the wireless one.
It is wireless.
Yeah, get the wireless.
I don't think they make them non-wireless.
Oh, they don't.
Anyway, significant reduced price there at Amazon for the exact same product. So always worth a look. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Plus, you get user reviews of pretty much everything you're looking at, dozens of categories in which to shop. And if you need to save even more, you can always buy used through Amazon. Either way, whatever you buy, Free Talk Live will get a percentage if you enter through Amazon.freetalklive.com. We go to your phone calls. Cliff is in Florida on the Amp Line. Hello, Cliff. Cliff, you're on. Go ahead.
Hi, good evening. How are you guys doing?
Yes, sir. Doing great. What's on your mind?
All right. Just kind of listening to the last debate you guys were having, and I think Mark is kind of hitting on something there, which is sometimes when I listen to the show, I feel like, you know, you're kind of putting some of the people out there, as far as their mindset. You're kind of treating them as if they're a graduate of Liberty University, meaning that they already understand this fully. And I feel like, you know, it seems a little bit harsh. You know, I get what you're saying, and your goal is absolutely correct. But I feel like the people that you're addressing, your audience, you know, for a good portion of them, they're if you were to put it in grade format, they're probably like at a seventh grade or eighth grade.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you sometimes you have to kind of pull back in a sense and kind of, you know, go at that level and build it up to a higher level to where they're more understanding of these ideas.
You're talking about the jail guards and how it is. I was saying they should just stop doing what they're doing, and you're pointing out that, well, they don't even understand liberty yet, so why in the hell would they do anything like that? I mean, they don't even understand exactly that what they're doing is wrong.
Exactly. So I think it's you know, you're probably best in this instance to take Mark's advice as far as, like, stepping it down to a place where they could actually understand. Like, letter to editor is something that most people understand, you know, meaning that they're willing to do that much. So, I mean, I think that's probably a good place for them to start. Or just even talking amongst each other and saying, you know, things like, you know, this is wrong. I mean, I know we got a job to do, but this is absolutely wrong. You know, just starting from that level.
I think Ian's outrage is completely legitimate. It's just that, you know, in his outrage, it's difficult when one is outraged to leave room for what is, you know, in this case, at least, what is sort of reasonable. I'm not saying that hurting people and holding people is reasonable, but there's the status quo. And let's say that the status quo has a certain level of reasonableness to it simply because it is the status quo and it is what exists today. And I think that, you know, you need to leave a little room for the status quo.
I agree, and I just want to say thank you, Sam, and thank you guys. Keep up the fight. Well, not the fight. Keep up the conversation.
Very good, Cliff. Any other thoughts tonight? Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. I guess you're right. It's hard for me to stay rational.
It's hard for anyone, Ian. I mean, when
they
you're outraged,
are hurting
you're
my friends. I mean, yep. They're hurting my friends, and I'm forced to pay for it. It's just so frustrating to me. When Sam told me on the phone that they're looking at, I mean, it sounds like they're going to try to put him in an insane asylum. They haven't made the steps toward that yet.
And on the hurting your friends thing, now I agree that what they're doing with Sam is illegal, or at least it is. Extra legal, if it's not illegal, it's sort of outside of the law. There is no law for what they're doing, and they're making crap up as they go. Sam is choosing to take this stand. So in that taking of this stand, he is a party to hurting himself. He's making
that's nonsense.
It's not.
That's the excuse that the statists are making over at the Sentinel that's covered the story on the comment section. The old, well, Sam's just asking for this. He's doing this to himself. All he has to do is just obey.
I'm not saying it's inconsequential, the fact that he is doing it, Ian. I'm just saying that
he hasn't done anything.
You're saying they're hurting my friend.
They are.
As though they're coming out there and you know, and completely.
They put him in handcuffs for operating a video camera.
No, I'm saying he's participating.
He is not participating. He did not give his name.
Right.
They are punishing him for not participating.
And choosing not to participate is participation in and of itself. He knows what he's doing, and I support what he's doing, Ian. He did a hunger strike. Why? To get some media attention. It's worked. Thank God. He's eating. Great. You know, I want what you want in this situation. I just want the. You know, the whole martyrdom aspect of it. He's not a martyr. He's a hero who's standing up for what he believes in.
I don't think I said he was a martyr.
Well, you're
a victim.
They're hurting my friend.
They
he
are
is not
hurting
a victim.
Him.
He is not a victim.
He's not a victim. He was recording with a video camera in a public court lobby, and they stole his freedom from him and have kept him in a prison cell for 5 weeks. He's not a victim? What are you talking about?
Look,
you are absolutely defending this.
He is. I absolutely am not. A victim
he's
goes,
not a victim.
A victim is someone who something is perpetrated on, who is, you know, minding their own business.
He was
going
minding
about,
his own damn
going
business.
About, no, he is a, you know, he went
he was
in there
a
with
public
a
place with a video camera. Are you
Look,
saying
I'm not
a-
saying he's wrong. I'm saying he initiated it. He went
he
there.
Initiated
he knew
it?
What the he knew
he
what
was
the
in
rules
a public
were.
Place. It is not the rule, Mark. The rule is that these courts are supposed to be public, and that if they're public and you have a freedom of the
they're
press.
They're lying to you. There's a judge there that when he says, go put that guy in jail, the frickin' bailiffs do it. You know that. I know that. Those are the rules. The rules aren't the crap they write down on a piece of paper, and you know it.
So you're saying that, Sam, it's all his fault that this has happened, is what you're saying?
No.
You're taking a position of the status.
It's like you're not even listening to what I'm saying.
I'm listening to every word you're saying.
I'm saying that Sam knows what he is doing. He is intentionally going and making a stand, and thank goodness.
But he's still a victim, Mark. Even though he made that stand, he's still a victim because they initiated the aggression against him. That makes him a victim of an arbitrary
he's a victim
and capricious
of, if he's a victim,
and violent system.
He is a victim of a much lesser sort than somebody who just happened to stumble upon a situation.
I'll agree with you there.
So
yes,
he set himself up to be the victim. And to, I think that
no, he walked into a court with a camera, which is something that other people have been able to get away with in the past. And
because these people that make these rules are arbitrary and do whatever the hell they want.
He knew there was a chance he was going to get arrested. Yes, that much he knew. So it's different from the guy who got arrested with a bowl pack. He wasn't expecting that to happen. I will agree
That's
with you
a victim.
There. But that doesn't make Sam any less of a
yes,
victim.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't. He had his freedom stolen from him. I can't believe you're saying this.
If there's a guy who goes, a bully out in the street, and you go out to confront the bully, you're not nearly the victim that the guy that was just wandering down the street and got beaten up by the bully is. I'm sorry, it's just not so. You went out to confront the bully. Sam went out to confront these people.
So you are saying he is a victim?
I'm saying he's a hero.
I agree with that he is a hero, but you don't believe he's been victimized.
I don't know whether, he's not a victim. There should be a different word, because he is not a victim to the same degree that somebody who had no idea what was going to happen.
Okay, so he was not a blind, unexpecting victim, but he was absolutely victimized by men with guns who stole his freedom from him and locked him in a cage. If that's not being victimized, I don't know what is. I'm not saying he has a victim mentality or anything like that. I think he's got a very positive mentality and I think he's doing the right thing, absolutely. And it sounds like you're in some agreement with me here, but to say he hasn't been victimized, he asked for this is ludicrous.
I think that there's some disingenuousness to the outrage that you're portraying as far as him being, the victim here. I think that you're in a better, more solid ground by portraying outrage that they're doing this to a hero or something like that. Like, that makes more sense to me. And I think that you won't get people a reason to disagree with you if you take that tact.
That's an interesting point. 800-259-9231. That's the SICL CAI toll-free line.
Once these people that are making these comments on the website there with the on the article at the Keene Sentinel at sentinelsource.com, those people, once they can make some kind of in their mind legitimate connection to why Sam's a bad guy, once they can figure that out, the smallest, most tenuous thread between Sam and doing something wrong, then they can, in their own minds, just release the government from any kind of wrongdoing. Now, obviously, they're mistaken. However, I don't want to give them those opportunities to make those connections.
No, they'll find them, and that's what they do.
Yeah.
800-259-9231, because they have a vested interest.
But somebody's listening to the disagreements, and those people are going to make their decisions based on how reasonable you sound.
1-800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything, and this is Free Talk Live. Hour 3 coming up.
AlaKeys.com is a community for self-learners. At AlaKeys, you'll find tools to help you connect with people learning the same things you're learning, tutor other community members, and to make contacts that can help you find jobs. You can also earn money by sharing your know-how with others and contributing quality content. Visit AlaKeys at AlaKeys.com. Again, that's AlaKeys.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.